Mission Network News, 1 minute version for Monday, August 2nd, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. People in Islamic-majority countries are open to the gospel, but many times other pressures like war, poverty, hunger, and disease get in the way. That's why InterServe International is sending Westerners to these areas to help. Larry Dixon says they send in teams of people who are ready to meet physical and spiritual needs. Why? Because actions speak louder than words, and service opens the doors for the hope of Christ quicker than sermons do. And church leaders in Angola are concerned about cults in their country. Sammy Tippett ministry teams held evangelistic meetings last month. Ministry leaders made sure counselors were trained to recognize cults in their teachings. People responded to the gospel, and the Christian community is welcoming them. Area churches are heavily involved in personal discipleship of new believers. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Information on these and other stories, just go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.